with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has sent more airstrikes in to kill more than a dozen people in the Gaza Strip, even as it's also been deploying more ground troops in its battle against the Hamas terrorist group. Former Speaker of the Florida House, Paul Renner, says the Florida vote count came in very quickly this week in that special election, but it always does because the state takes pains to ensure early and absentee ballots are already tallied by Election Day.
Right after 7 o'clock when our polls close, you see all the absentee votes and the early vote come in really quickly. And then Election Day, of course, comes in fairly quickly thereafter. So by 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest, you know who's won.
Renner spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about Florida's special election on Tuesday, in which Republicans came out on top in spite of the fact that Democrats had pumped a lot of money from out of state into all of those races. Over Democrat opposition, Senate Republicans muscle through a crucial next step central to the president's agenda.
On a mostly party-line vote of 51 to 48, the Republicans passed the plan that paves the way for the party to, in the coming months, push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress. By doing so, Republicans say they're preventing a tax increase for most American families.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman. He reports senators spent hours churning through amendments before a final vote that sent the package onto the House for the next steps. Economist and author Stephen Moore applauding the president for putting an end to collective bargaining for government agencies.
The problem is that there's nobody at the bargaining table who is representing the taxpayers in these, quote, negotiations on the salaries.
Economist Stephen Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Faith differences in the two genders being revealed in a new poll.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices on Monday suggest that the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the social services agency is motivated by religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Many Canadian travelers are rethinking their visits to the United States.
20 million Canadians visit the United States every year. But now, U.S. businesses that welcome Canadians looking for warmer weather face significant revenue shortfalls during what should be the peak travel season. Canadian travelers are reducing their trips to the United States this spring, with leisure destinations suffering the most significant declines. That's according to Aviation A to Z. The trade tensions between the two countries are to blame. Relations between the United States and Canada quickly worsened after Donald Trump implemented tariffs and made statements about annexing Canadian territory. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Market values took a hit on Friday amid gloomy sentiment over the prospect of a trade war over President Trump's new tariffs. China now threatening a 34% tariff on all U.S. imports starting next week. On Friday, the S&P 500 was down by 6%. More on these stories at srnnews.com.